So this, again, has become my favorite part of my show. I'm never at a loss for what to post, especially now that I've paired the blog post with Anchor. I think Anchor does a very good job as far as listing the posts themselves, converting the posts themselves from a just a written version. Now I can record this part of not only the podcast, but I can also record, have it download and play immediately on Anchor. But also, if I do the recordings myself, I can add additional comments, additional things into the segment of the long podcast. I plan on this going up within the hour on Anchor, but also creating the rest of the podcast a little bit later on today. And that will probably be the last podcast of the year. But I did get an idea on the Reads podcast as far as putting together some of my favorite episode excerpts and then just creating the best of 2020 in the podcast itself. So I think that will be kind of dope too. But we're just navigating out of the holidays. And holidays are really, as an adult, the holidays, I don't recall many bad holidays as a kid, because as a kid, just like in the Christmas story, it's basically a run-up. Your year is a run-up to Christmas. If you're Christian and you give gifts, or Kwanzaa, or however you would like it, or Hanukkah. I think it would be dope to celebrate Hanukkah just on GP, because you can get you celebrate it for 8 days and you can get 8 gifts from what I understand, and great meals, because you can have a Hanukkah dinner, like party, like every single day. But with that said, not everybody enjoys the holidays like I do. It becomes more prolonged isolation, or a deepening of your isolation, and people can get seasonally depressed. That's just not my zhuzh. My biggest thing was, it just seems like my sister's family was picking on her. They waited until Christmas Day to basically lose their mind. And she got upset and she couldn't calm down, and it was like really, really difficult day for her. But my day was cool. Even though the power went out, even though the heat went out, I still thoroughly enjoyed myself. But what I can't do as far as loneliness is, it's not like I become completely inactive when I'm lonely. And I think a lot of people, as they are emerging from the end of a relationship or divorce, there people are looking for something. And that's what dating, this thread on Reddit is all about, dating over 40. Not only do I get great ideas, I'm looking at what people are talking about as far as getting into relationships and where do you start. The first one was about this person is going on their first date. Tomorrow, they said, I'm a bit rusty. We met online. I'm 51, that's male, and she's 42. We're going for coffee, any tips? And as usual, the comments are everything. If the location and weather are favorable for walking, get the coffee to go and walk around a few minutes. This takes away the feeling of sitting down for an interview. This has always worked well for me during our first meeting. Good luck. And anybody that is on these apps, it's not like it's for the faint of heart. This one person basically said, I deleted the apps late August, early September, was seeing a guy that ended up ghosting me after 2 months. I thought about getting back on soon after, but knew that if I went where, if I were to see him on there, it would definitely sting. So I waited. Then the holidays hit, and I figured I'll just put it off until the new year. So it's almost here. Been writing profile notes in my notes app, trying to get some new photos. I keep coming back to the thought that it'll just be the same dudes that have been on there from before, but that's okay. 2022 gave me a lot of practice in setting and keeping boundaries. 2022 reminded me that casual is not indeed what I want. I have enjoyed the peace of these last few months, but I'm ready and somehow I'm hopeful. Anyone else set some arbitrary deadline for getting back out there? How are you feeling about it? The first person wrote, I'm waiting until after the holidays, maybe February. It's basically all the same guys here though. And then this one snark wrote, you know, if one weren't a same person from the apps, one wouldn't realize it was the same people on the apps. And then the person commented back, what? Thank you for this brand new insight. I'm aware. I wasn't saying it in a, oh my God, I can't believe they haven't found anyone yet. What a loser way. More like I wasn't interested in them before. Where are the new people? And then being in a bad relationship because it looks like this person, the next person, wrote holiday filled with loneliness. I recently had a man end it without explaining reason due to personal issues. He's going through a divorce. We dated casually for 7 months. He said it had nothing to do with me. We have not really spoken in 2 months. How likely is someone like this to circle back? It's been hard today, especially since I don't have family. Not that I'm waiting for him as I'm leaving town for work. For a while, thank God, and happy holidays. If someone tells you who they are, listen to them. And if they can't verbalize their feelings or punk out and say some vague reason why they need to cut it off with you, why do you want someone that is clearly obtuse, and not able to verbalize their own feelings to actually put them into words, or have the wherewithal to try to work those personal issues out so they can stay together. It's obviously he doesn't think the relationship is worth working out. So why would you wait until they got their shit together when they should have already had it together? That's what my reasoning is. And but Jag Sage 19 wrote something so amazing. I understand your frustration and loneliness this time of year. I have been having similar issues since my divorce and loss of parents. On these types of days that feel so lonely and overwhelming, I try to remember that they will pass. Better days are ahead. It may not seem like it, but things will turn around. Second, it sounds like your ex was going through some issues with the situation. No relationship that is ending or has ended goes well. Everyone handles it differently, and there are always potholes and road bumps along the way. Emotions tend to swing from one extreme to the next. Maybe your ex was getting cold feet. Anything is possible. I would say to leave the door open. Should you be hanging onto your phone for a call or text? No. Your value is not defined by one person or one relationship. The key is to find what makes you happy and follow that path. So, long story short, tell yourself that better days are ahead, whether it's with your ex or not. Let today be a learning experience. Get stronger for it, learn from it, and work towards making today an anomaly, not your definition. Our value isn't and shouldn't be defined by one person or situation. However, loneliness can be sharpened and made more obvious, painful by the absence of a partner in our lives. It is important to not let that loneliness run our lives, but filling our time with volunteering, supporting others, and the like does not change the empty space next to us as we go to bed and wake up next morning, especially in seasons loss and tragedy where there's nothing under the Christmas tree because there isn't a tree and circumstances haven't allowed for the finishing in or mailing of presents to friends across the country. So with that said, use your time wisely because that's the only thing that most of us can control, and nerds to anyone that wants to waste your time. And always this will give you something to look forward to. No, it's not an end all and be all of having an empty bed, but you shouldn't let a space filler in that situation if you don't want to. It's not fair to you and it's not fair to them in the long run. Also, what are the stupidest ways someone is, what are the stupidest excuses or the stupidest ways someone have broken up with you or tried to end a relationship? If you want to leave a comment in the comments box in the blog post or shoot it to me at tinfroiswreading@gmail.com, I'll make sure I read it if it's not too trolly on next episode. And as always, thank you for listening.